This is Classic Poetry Aloud's birthday week. We're celebrating 1 year of poetry readings. That's over 220 different podcasts. And we're asking for your contribution towards the Classic Poetry Aloud appeal to help that continue for another year. If you'd like to make a donation, just go to www.classicpoetryaloud.com and click the PayPal donate button. Thank you. Today's poem was number 10 on the top 10 poems downloaded by listeners to Classic Poetry Aloud. It first aired on June the 28th, 2007. It is Ode on a Grecian Urn by John Keats. Thou still unravished bride of quietness, thou foster child of silence and slow time, Sylvian historian who canst thus express a flowery tale more sweetly than our rhyme. Whatly fringed legend haunts about thy shape of deities or mortals or of both, in Temp or the dales of Arcady? What men or gods are these? What maidens loath? What mad pursuit? What struggle to escape? What pipes and timbrels? What wild ecstasy? Heard melodies are sweet, but those unheard are sweeter. Therefore, ye soft pipes, play on, not to the sensual ear, but, more endeared, pipe to the spirit ditties of no tone. Fair youth, beneath the trees, thou canst not leave thy song, nor ever can those trees be bare. Bold lover, never, never canst thou kiss, though winning near the goal, yet do not grieve, she cannot fade, though thou hast not thy bliss, for ever wilt thou love, and she be fair. Ah, happy, happy boughs, that cannot shed your leaves, nor ever bid the spring adieu, and happy melodist, unwearied, for ever piping songs for ever new. More happy love, more happy, happy love, forever warm and still to be enjoyed, forever panting and forever young, all breathing human passion far above, that leaves a heart high sorrowful and cloyed, a burning forehead and a parching tongue. Who are these coming to the sacrifice? To what green altar, O mysterious priest, leadst thou that heifer lowing at the skies, and all her silken flanks with garlands dressed? What little town by river or seashore, or mountain built with peaceful citadel, is emptied of its folk this pious morn? And, little town, thy streets for evermore will silent be, and not a soul to tell why thou art desolate can e'er return. O Attic shape, fair attitude, with breed of marble men and maidens, overwrought with forest branches and the trodden weed, thou, silent form, dost tease us out of thought, as doth eternity, cold pastoral. When old age shall this generation waste, thou shalt remain, in midst of other woe than ours, a friend to man, to whom thou sayest, beauty is truth, truth, beauty, that is all ye know on earth, and all ye need to know.